If there's something that most of us fear, it's an audit from the tax office. So here's the warning. The ATO will be scrutinising every tax return lodged for the past financial year. It'll be using high-tech cross-checking systems to weed out inaccurate or outright fraudulent deductions. And there are big fines if you knowingly lodge a dodgy claim. But Assistant Tax Commissioner Karen Fote has told Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan there's no audit stress if you have nothing to confess.
Look, we know that some people think that it's okay to overclaim their deductions, even by a little. And look, our message is that's not okay, because a lot of people overclaiming by even just a small amount, that adds up to billions and billions of dollars less for essential community services. Many people do indeed fess up, but some people do still try and live that lie.
This year, the ATO will be scrutinising every tax claim lodged, and the ultimate consequence is the much-feared audit.
That's right. So every year, we have sophisticated data and analytics that looks at all of the returns as they come in. And where that spots something that's of a bit of interest to us, we may look a bit further. So we might get in contact with you and say we're going to audit and ask you why you've made the claims you have, and maybe ask you for your receipts and things like that.
The ATO would be waving the audit stick every year, but that sort of cross-matching does make this year much more intense.
Every year, our sophisticated analytics get better and better. And so what that means is our audit targeting also gets better, and the chances of being able to get away with overclaiming, even by just a little, gets less every year.
How many people were audited in the last year, and how many of those audits were successful?
So we contact over 2 million people every year about the claims in their returns. Now, that does range from just a quick contact to say, hey, we've got some information that says you've left out some of your income here and we're going to amend your return as a result, all the way through to an audit.
When taxpayers get the dreaded call from the ATO, which might result in an audit, what are the usual excuses you hear?
We hear all sorts of things. So, look, some people fess up straight away, or some people say, oh, I've made a mistake. Some people continue that lie. They do things like make up receipts. So it's just better to be honest with us, even if you've done the wrong thing, and it will be a much less painful experience.
And in one case, you've shown that one taxpayer actually faked receipts with fake dates and times and expenses.
That's right. We've even seen people who have been audited in past years and then tried to change the dates on their receipts and then resubmit the same receipts. Really, you're being fraudulent there, and you're open to not only the extra tax and interest, but penalties as well.
For the average worker, what are some of the most common deductions that taxpayers fudge and get caught out on?
A big one is home to work travel. So people might misunderstand and think that they can claim their car expenses for travelling to and from work, but in most cases you can't. So that's one of the biggest areas.
And these are for small amounts, and these amounts are the ones that the ATO can quite often pick up through the cross-matching.
It's actually really easy for us to pick up if people have left out, for instance, some income. We do get lots of information reported to us from third parties, so we do pick up that quite quickly. But also if deduction claims look a bit unusual for your job and your income level.
In today's interconnected world, what sort of apps are out there that might allow taxpayers to attempt to fudge their claims even more easily?
We do see people using technology to try and document their claims falsely, websites and that type of thing, trying to make up receipts. We've even seen people being as elaborate as to create a website, for example, to make their deduction claims look legitimate.
Being audited by the ATO is a bit more than just a life experience. It is not surprisingly quite stressful, especially for those taxpayers who've pushed the envelope.
Look, we know that people can find being audited really daunting. And look, our message is, if you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to be afraid of. We're reasonable. If you're hearing this and you know, hey, oh, I really probably shouldn't have claimed those extra things, it's far better to fix these things before we come knocking.
And that is ATO Assistant Commissioner Karen Fote speaking with Peter Ryan.